copy of God's Word offered to you quite freely here, Glasgow today. God's written Word, Word of God that's able to make you wise unto salvation. Those that is who read, those who believe on the Word of God, the Son of God, the living Word. Son of God came into the world, Bible says, to save sinners, not to destroy men's lives, not to kill and destroy, but to save. Son of God sent into the world, that the world through Him might be saved. God sent His Son in the greatness of His love, in order that you might be blessed with the salvation of God, that is, free grace of God, free gratis, given to all that is to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Son of God came from heaven's glory, stepped down into this world, came a man, took upon him flesh, our natures. Why? Because the nature that sinned has to pay the penalty. Son of God had to take our nature, had to live and die, bear the penalty. But He had to be God, God manifest in the flesh, because only God Himself could endure the curse and the wrath that lies upon is due to man in his sin. So Jesus, the Lord God, Jesus Christ, Son of Man, Son of God, who alone has the authority to say to anyone, thy sins be forgiven. No pope, no priest, no religious man, person in all the world has that authority. Only Jesus, only the Son of Man has the authority to forgive sins. Authority, forgive your sins today, should you call upon His name. For whosoever that is open to, whosoever in Glasgow, anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whosoever, no restriction there, whosoever wills, whosoever comes to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, throw the way is open. Jesus Christ came, died upon that cross, the veil was rent, way into the presence of God for mankind, sinful mankind, was opened up through the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, shed in love, I tell you, Son of God came, endured that suffering, that death, that curse, that wrath of God, that anger of God that is against the wicked every day. God sent His Son to deal with that anger, to lift it from off, take it away from all who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whosoever may come, whosoever may call, whosoever may be forgiven, whosoever, I tell you, may be reconciled to God in this way. What way? The way that God Himself has prescribed. in the way of repentance and faith towards the Son of God. That's how you come and that's how you call. Whosoever shall call upon the name of love, it's love that you must call upon. Who is love but God? Who is love but the Son of God? He loved sinners, died for them. Love. Love, that commodity that the world cannot define. You talk about it, you sing about it, you wax very eloquently about it. Love, 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 you say. Let's all just love one another. Well, why don't you? Because you don't know love, that's why. Love is Jesus. Love is the Son of God. Love is the Savior dying on a cross. Love, love is the Son of God cursed upon a tree. Love is the Son of God, the wrath of God hanging upon him. That's love. And love for sinful men and women. Love for sinners. Love for people. Love for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whosoever shall call upon love. You want to meet love? You want to know love? You want to taste love? You want to experience love? Jesus is his name. Call upon the name of the Lord, and you shall be saved. Whosoever desires forgiveness, whosoever desires to be set free from the law of sin and death, whosoever desires to live forever, whosoever desires to be out from the bondage of sin, the chains of addiction, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, immorality, gossip, hatred, killing. Whosoever desires to be free, free I tell you, free as a bird, free to live your life, free to live unto God, free. Freedom, my friends, found at the cross where Jesus in love bled and died for sinners to set them free. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed, says Jesus. Freedom, my friends, to live without the power of sin entrapping you. Freedom to live. Freedom from the guilt. Freedom from the fear. Fear of death that holds you. Subject all your lifetime to bondage because of the fear of death. The King of Terrors, Jesus, destroyed it on the cross so that men and women could be free to live, have life, and have it more abundantly. That year, today, Glasgow, life abundant in you. How you would describe yourself today. I am come, says Jesus, that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Life in its fullness. Life from the dead. Resurrection even. Oh yes. Dead in your trespasses and sins, says God. Little, big bit, no, totally dead. Dead to God, alienated from your best good. Alienated from the overflowing fountain of all good. Alienated from the one who has set you free, liberate you, but the way is open. For whosoever, Glasgow, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Don't have to be religious. Don't have to be a Catholic. Don't have to be a Protestant. Don't have to be a Buddhist. Don't have to be a monk. Don't have to be a Muslim. Don't have to be religious at all. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whosoever shall call upon love is his name, love is his name, and love was what he was about. Living, he loved sinners. Dying, he saved sinners. Rising, he justified sinners. Oh, my friends, today call, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Salvation through the love of God. Salvation, my friends, at the cost of love. Love that came down into this world, lived and died, endured the suffering, the shame of the cross, death by crucifixion, suffering such as no man ever did or ever will suffer, came to die, came to live, came to die, came to overcome, came to arise from the dead, to defeat sin and death and hell. Love of God in Jesus Christ, manifest to you, declared amongst you today, that love might be yours, that you might taste, experience the love of God in your soul. Love that never will forsake you. Love that never will fail you. Love everlasting, found alone in Jesus Christ, and given to all who call upon the name of the Lord. Saved in love, saved by love, and saved for love. Jesus is his name. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, whosoever you are, whosoever you've been with, whatsoever you've been doing, however great your sins might be, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Glasgow, that's you. Whosoever in all of Glasgow City, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call is all that you must do. But call you must in faith. If you seek me with all your heart, says God, you will find me. Not playing hide and seek with you. He has revealed himself to you. The great unknowable, God beyond comprehension, but revealing himself in his Son Jesus Christ, that by calling upon his name that you might be saved. Call. What does it cost to call? What does it take to call? Faith alone, believing that Jesus is the Son of God, believing that Jesus came for sinners, believing that Jesus died, rose again from the dead, believing the gospel, believing the good news, believing the glad tidings, Christ died for the ungodly, those who know that they're ungodly, Christ died for those contrary to God, contrary to His will, contrary to His love, contrary to His law. Christ died for such. Christ died for sinners. In love He died for sinners. In love He went to that cross. In love He suffered the pain. In love He suffered the death that was due to sinners like you and I. That whosoever shall call in faith believing that Christ died for the ungodly, that Christ died for sinners, whosoever shall call in faith believing, if thou canst believe, says Jesus, everything is possible to him, the one who believes. Faith, only belief, says Jesus. Men and women, all through the gospel narratives, come to Jesus. All kinds of problems, evil in the family, evil in themselves, sickness, pain, death, they come to Jesus. And His answer is the same every time. Only believe. Trust in God. Trust in the good news. Trust in the gospel. If thou canst believe, believe what? That Jesus is the Son of God and that He died for a sinner like you. Calling upon the name of the Lord. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Calling in faith. Calling believing. Call today. Call you may. Come. Come you may. Come my friends. Come one. Come all. Come whosoever. Whosoever may come. Whosoever may call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. It's all it takes to call. But it must be believing. It must be in faith. It must be trusting. It must be with confidence in the Son of God who came, my friends, to give us this good news. He's the subject. He's the content of it. He's the one that you must call upon. Because there's no access to God. There's no way that you can call. There's no other name that God will respect. No other mediator between God and men. The man Christ Jesus. I am the way, says Jesus. I and not any other. I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No one gets right with God but by me. None other name under the entire canopy of heaven by which we must be saved. So you must call. Call. Whosoever shall call. Call in faith. Call in the name of Jesus. Only the name of Jesus. Coming to Him. Coming to Him via His cross. Coming to Him via the blood that He shed on that cross. To open up the way. To show us the way. Open up the way into the presence of Almighty God. Bible, sir. You're a Christian?
Yes.
God bless you, sir.
Yeah, but.
Huh?
But.
Okay.
But.
God bless you, sir.
Then.
So it's the same, my friend. What's my friend there? I got one in my bag.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir, you're welcome. Somebody prayed for you?
No, not yet, no.
Samuel, would you pray for him? So, dear friends, call today. You made the ways open. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, salvation is the end of it. The end of faith. Salvation of your soul. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world, lose his soul? Call today. Don't delay. Listen. Hear the gospel. The good news. Love of God in Jesus Christ. Greater love has no man than this for your soul. That he gave his life a ransom for many. Gave his life, wasn't taken from him. He laid it down so that you could live, so that you could have eternal life, everlasting life. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth should not perish but have everlasting life. That whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Come one, come all. Come whosoever. Come now. Come today. Come to Jesus. You may, on the authority of his word. Come unto me, he says, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest, life, love, and lasting joy. Lord Jesus, found in thee. Come, hear the word of God and live. Listen up. Listen up to the good news, the glad tidings of the gospel. May God bless you, Glasgow, and the mercy I see upon your precious souls. Any brother?